Good evening. I'm Galen Pence. I used to work for NCOG and was the project manager on the Arkansas River Corridor Master Plan when NCOG was the sponsor of Phase 1 and 2 in partnership with the Corps of Engineers. And now we're working on Phase 3, with Tulsa County as the sponsor for the Arkansas River Corridor Plan. And we are still using the advisory committee and the structure formed under the Arkansas River Corridor planning process to look at other river proposals that come before us. And the first one to do that just happens to be the channels. Not that we would want to cut our teeth on a small project. But with that, I will thank you all, as has been done, for being here tonight and showing your interest in Tulsa and Tulsa development of all kinds, whether you support this or not. We appreciate your presence here tonight to give us your views, your concerns, and if you must, your opinions about the Channels Project. We are going to focus tonight just on the Channels Project and receive your comments. This is the only presentation you will hear from this point out this evening. We're going to devote the rest of the time to hearing from you. The advisory committee has been meeting the last, one day last week we started, and we met all day today. We have six subgroups that are meeting on the various aspects of the Channels Project. We will complete this internal review process, a very focused review process, using the technical expertise of many agencies, as Ms. Walker mentioned, and we have great representation of very knowledgeable people who also were part of the original river corridor planning process. So we are looking at the Channels Project in great detail, in technical detail, and the results of that will be shared with you at the end of our process, and hopefully a couple of weeks we can get through this. But the advisory committee and the members of that committee and the work groups would like to know your issues as well that you have with this, plus or minus, because we are not all knowledgeable, and we would like to hear what you think. We will incorporate those comments in our review of this process. If you want to make a presentation tonight, I would encourage you, actually ask you, beg you to keep your comments to no more than 5 minutes, shorter if possible. I'm holding 30 different folks' interest who wants to make a comment, and you add the numbers there. We are looking at many minutes of comments, so I want to hear them all, whether they're redundant or not, but please be courteous with the other speakers tonight and limit your comments to the 5 minutes or less. And there is no order I will choose these, but the rules are you come to the most convenient microphone and you make your presentation. We are recording these, so we will have the information available. We will share this with our review committees and work groups. If you choose not to speak when I call your name, that is fine. If you choose to make a written comment, you can either mail that to the NCOG offices or to, very conveniently, if you have access to the internet, we have established a specific email, if you will, address for the Channels Project, and it's on the blue form, and it is also all lowercase, channels_review@ncog.org. channels_review@ncog.org. We will respond to your comments best we can, but more importantly, we will incorporate those in our thought process as we do our as the advisory committee does the review. Okay. With that, if you go over your 5 minutes, I can turn off the mic. Don't make me. Okay. First.